Mrs. Voice of His Baby.
Happy morning to all listeners out there. Thank you for your keen interest on women self-empowerment. These days, everybody talks about women empowerment. Most of the women whom I talk to relate women empowerment to the right to do anything they want, in however way they want. The catch again is women also want richness and modernity in everything they do. Well, they also don't want any boundaries drawn by the society or culture they live with. By the way, does this sound like a teenager's wish? Anyway, when I asked most men around, exceptionally every one of them said, women are already empowered and any organization can well succeed with women participation. To acknowledge this compliment, I can cite SBV as a real world scenario where 45% of the workforce is women. So, where is the real gap? This led me to your window of questioning that I asked to myself, that every woman who listens to this podcast should ask themselves as well. Instead of taking women in general, ask for yourself. As an individual woman, am I not empowered? This question will bring an answer that is based on your mind, body, and societal influence on your living. In other words, the environment that you are associated with. Taking this personalized answer, which is a little experience, we all come together to share on a common ground to portray a mixed definition for women empowerment. Everyone has their own way of defining women empowerment. Let us not critically analyze them now. But having defined women empowerment, how do we measure our success? I would say we always measure women empowerment as a state of comfort. Comfort is either physical or mental happiness. We believe and expect that comfort will bring great changes in our lives, or the way we wish to live. But in the real world, in a country like India, with a mixture of several cultures, almost every woman face challenges and disruptive incidents in their lives. Such unhappy circumstances make women lose their stability and are driven to a state of craving for equality and empowerment. Be aware, strong women don't play the victim, don't make themselves look pitiful, and don't point fingers. They stand and they deal. The power required for women empowerment is within every woman. Having said that, the crorepati question is, are we ready and mature to tackle these challenges in life? If not, should we not practice ourselves and march forward to attain a better level of social acceptance? I will talk about social acceptance in detail in another podcast. But for now, understand that social acceptance starts with self-realization. Social acceptance can bring peace and happiness in our life. I hope you will agree with me. On that good note, I shall conclude that you are either empowered or ready and mature to be empowered. Let us share a message to this world. Let us be our own ambassadors. Each and every woman should acknowledge self-realization to empower themselves first. This self-empowerment shall seamlessly transfer to a societal women empowerment gradually. Let us first acknowledge that women empowerment begins with every woman. With this podcast, I hope that I have started a thinking process. Relax yourself, get a cup of tea, and think about the idea of self-empowerment. I shall meet you again in my next podcast to continue on women empowerment. I would love to hear your views on women self-empowerment. You can share your views with me to build subsequent podcasts. I can be reached via email asha sb 2005@gmail.com. God bless. This is Asha, Member Secretary, SBV Women's Cell. Have a good day.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.